As you reflect on these verses, envision yourself securely nestled within the impenetrable fortress of the Almighty. The imagery of dwelling in the shelter of the Most High and resting in the shadow of the Almighty conjures a sense of profound peace and security. It is like finding a serene oasis in the midst of life's turbulent deserts. This sanctuary is not just a physical space, but a spiritual state of being, where the soul finds rest from the weariness and worries of the world. Verse 2 is a declaration of trust and commitment, affirming God as a refuge and fortress. It is a personal affirmation, "My God, in whom I trust," which strengthens your relationship with God, rooting it in faith and reliance. This trust is not passive. It's an active choice, a conscious decision to place your life and well-being in God's hands, believing He is sovereign and His intentions are always for your good. Moving to verses 9 to 11, the psalmist deepens this assurance by emphasizing the consequences of making the Lord your dwelling place. To dwell in God is to live in continual awareness and communion with Him, recognizing His lordship in every area of your life. This deep commitment brings with it divine protection. No evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. It's a comprehensive promise of safety that covers all conceivable threats and dangers, symbolizing a holistic safeguarding of one's life and circumstances. The promise that He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways introduces an element of divine intervention that is both miraculous and meticulous. God's care is executed by His angels, delegated to protect and guide you through the complexities and challenges of life. This assurance is not just about avoiding physical harm, but encompasses guiding steps, influencing decisions, and ensuring you are moving in harmony with God's will. As you meditate on Psalm 91, allow these verses to sink deeply into your spirit. Imagine God's promises as shields surrounding you, His peace as a banner over your life, and His angels as sentinels ensuring your safety. In this spiritual state, you can face the uncertainties of life not with fear, but with a fortified heart, knowing that your life is anchored in the unshakable protection and faithfulness of God. Carrying these reflections in your heart throughout the day can profoundly affect how you approach each moment and decision. As you embrace the promises found in Psalm 91, allow them to be a continuous source of strength and comfort. Remember that by holding God's word close, you are not just reciting verses, but activating a powerful truth in your life. When you encounter challenges, visualize them through the lens of God's protection and promise. This perspective can transform your reactions from fear to faith, empowering you to tackle tasks with confidence and peace. Each decision, no matter how small, becomes an opportunity to demonstrate your trust in God's sovereignty. As you engage with others, let the assurance of God's presence guide your interactions. Whether you're providing support, offering advice, or simply listening, do so with the compassion and wisdom that comes from your divine backing. This approach not only enriches your relationships, but also extends the peace and protection you enjoy to those around you. Throughout the day, remember that the Spirit of God is not just around you, but within you, guiding your steps and enlightening your decisions. This constant companionship means you're never alone in your endeavors. It offers a profound sense of security and purpose, knowing that every action is guided by divine wisdom. In your quieter moments, revisit these verses, letting them anchor you more deeply in God's truth. Use them as a springboard for prayer, asking the Holy Spirit to continue revealing deeper insights and applications of the Scripture in your life. This ongoing dialogue with God keeps your spirit attuned to His presence and receptive to His guidance. As you go through today, let the truths of Psalm 91 illuminate every part of your day, reinforcing your reliance on God and refreshing your spirit with each step. Keep these words and reflections not just in your mind, but in your heart, letting them color your view of the world with hope, strength, and divine assurance. As you start your day, it's a perfect opportunity to contemplate how your faith can be translated into concrete actions. Each interaction offers a chance to demonstrate faith through kindness, support, and generosity. Whether it's offering a helping hand, sharing an encouraging word, or providing resources to those in need, these acts of faith serve as tangible expressions of God's love and grace to others. The parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10 verses 25 to 37 exemplifies this principle vividly. Here, Jesus challenges the prevailing notions of kinship and mercy by using a Samaritan, a figure typically marginalized by the Jewish community, as the hero who models neighborly love. The Samaritan's response to the wounded man was not limited to pity or minimal assistance. Instead, he went above and beyond, providing immediate medical care, transporting him to an inn, and ensuring his continued care at his own expense. His actions were practical and sacrificial, showcasing a profound commitment to love his neighbor. This story is a clarion call to see beyond societal boundaries and conditions, recognizing the inherent worth and needs of all individuals. It challenges us to question, "Who is my neighbor?" The answer is as broad as it is profound. Everyone we encounter, each person we meet offers us an opportunity to be a vessel of God's mercy and compassion. As you move through your day, keep the Good Samaritan's example close to heart. Let his compassion inspire you to act on your faith in meaningful ways. It can be as simple as checking in on a friend or stranger who seems to be struggling, volunteering your time for a local cause, or donating to a charity that touches your heart. Every act of kindness, no matter how small, is a reflection of your faith and a step towards a world more reflective of God's kingdom. Let today be marked by such acts of kindness and faith in action. Let your faith be vibrant and visible, demonstrating that it is very much alive and active. Through such deeds, you demonstrate not only your belief in God, but also your commitment to His commandments of love and service to others. Facing daily challenges can indeed feel daunting, but they also provide a stage for the manifestation of God's might and faithfulness. The story of the Israelites at the Red Sea, as recorded in Exodus 14, is a vivid illustration of this truth. Trapped between the advancing Egyptian army and the sea, the Israelites faced what seemed an impossible situation. Yet, it was precisely in this moment of extreme vulnerability that God displayed His power most dramatically, parting the Red Sea and providing a path to safety. This act not only delivered them, but also affirmed His sovereign control over the forces of nature and history. The psalmist captures this assurance in Psalm 46 verse 1, stating, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." This promise reminds us that God is not distant or detached from our struggles. Instead, He is a constant and reliable source of power and protection. When we encounter our own Red Seas, situations where obstacles seem insurmountable, we are invited to lean into this truth, calling upon God for refuge and strength. Inviting God into your challenges can transform your perspective. It involves actively seeking His wisdom through prayer, reflecting on His word, and trusting in His guidance. This approach does not guarantee the absence of trouble, but ensures a source of strength and counsel through the trials. Consider Joshua, who faced the daunting task of leading the Israelites into the Promised Land, a mission filled with military and moral challenges. Yet, Joshua stepped forward in faith, not fear, encouraged by God's promise, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," Hebrews 13 verse 5. This assurance is not just for biblical heroes, it extends to us today. It encourages us to move forward in faith, knowing that God is with us, guiding and supporting us every step of the way. So today, as you face your own challenges, big or small, remember the lessons of the Red Sea and the promises found in Scripture. Let them bolster your courage and commitment. Step forward in faith, knowing that God is not just watching from a distance, but is actively involved, working through your circumstances. Pray for wisdom, seek His strength, and embrace the assurance that with God, no barrier is insurmountable. Psalm 91 is indeed a profound scriptural refuge, offering deep solace and assurance to those who find themselves needing reassurance of God's protection and fidelity. This psalm resonates as a divine dialogue, where the faithful are reminded of the security that comes from abiding in God's presence. As you wake to the new dawn, remember that each day is a gift from the Lord, beautifully crafted and filled with promise. Before the rush of daily responsibilities begins, take a moment to pause and center your heart in gratitude and reflection. Whether today holds the buzz of a busy schedule, the weight of challenges, or a deep yearning for peace, this morning is your divine appointment to connect with God. Start by giving thanks for the blessings you often overlook, the breath in your lungs, the roof over your head, and the opportunities that await you. These are not just mere conveniences, but are profound gifts from God, meant to be acknowledged and cherished. Then, strengthen your spirit by delving into God's Word. Scripture is not just text. It's a living, breathing guide that offers wisdom for every situation you might face. As Psalm 119 verse 105 declares, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Let the Bible illuminate your steps and guide your decisions. In this quiet, set aside time, allow yourself to truly listen for God's voice. He is always speaking, always reaching out to guide and comfort you. Ask for the Holy Spirit's guidance as you read and reflect, and be open to the insights and inspirations that come. As you prepare to step into your day, carry with you the peace and strength you've garnered from this time spent in God's presence. Let it fill you with confidence and a renewed sense of purpose. Walk in the assurance that God is with you, guiding and watching over every step you take. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. This verse from 1 Thessalonians serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of gratitude in our spiritual lives. Paul's instruction to the Thessalonians is clear. Giving thanks shouldn't be limited to moments of joy and prosperity, but should also extend to every season of our lives, including the challenging ones. This directive isn't just about maintaining a positive attitude. It's about deepening our relationship with God, recognizing His sovereignty and goodness regardless of our circumstances. Practicing gratitude in all circumstances helps us to see beyond the immediate struggles and discomforts of life, shifting our focus to the enduring love and faithfulness of God. It's about trusting that, in every moment, God is working for our good, even when the path is difficult and the outcome unclear. In moments of joy, gratitude celebrates God's generosity and benevolence, acknowledging His hand in the blessings we enjoy. In times of trial, gratitude acts as an anchor, rooting us in the truth of God's unchanging character and His promises to us. It is an act of faith, declaring that God is present and active, even in adversity. Thus, to give thanks in all circumstances is to walk in obedience to God's will, as Paul states, "For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." It aligns our hearts with His and opens our eyes to His continual presence and activity in our lives. As we cultivate a spirit of gratitude, we become more attuned to the myriad ways God manifests His love and care, strengthening our trust in Him and empowering us to face each day with hope and courage. As you reflect on this scripture, consider the various situations you are currently navigating. Challenge yourself to find reasons to be grateful and offer those thanks to God. By doing so, you affirm God's goodness and providence, fostering a deeper sense of peace and contentment in your walk with Christ. Starting our day with gratitude does indeed act as a powerful declaration of faith. It does more than set a positive tone. It aligns our hearts with God's purposes and sharpens our awareness of His constant presence and blessings. When we express gratitude, we affirm James 1 verse 17, recognizing that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. This awareness brings us into deeper communion with God, as we acknowledge His unchanging nature and His generosity towards us. King David's life offers a profound example of this practice. Despite facing immense challenges, including threats to his life, political turmoil, and personal transgressions, David continually returned to a posture of praise and thankfulness. Psalm 103 is a beautiful expression of this attitude, as he exhorts himself and us to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In doing so, David recalls and celebrates God's forgiveness, healing, and redemption, gifts that sustain and uplift. David's example teaches us that gratitude is not merely a response to our circumstances, but a choice to recognize God's handiwork despite them. By choosing to focus on God's benefits, David was able to maintain his faith and joy amid adversity. He knew that his strength lay not in his circumstances, nor in his ability to control them, but in his relationship with God, who rules over all things. Thus, beginning our day with gratitude is more than a routine. It is a spiritual discipline that enriches our faith. It conditions us to live in constant acknowledgement of God's goodness, steering us away from taking His daily mercies for granted and instead, leading us to live in continuous celebration of His providential care. Incorporating this practice into our daily lives can transform how we view our surroundings and experiences. It can shift our focus from what we lack to the abundant blessings we have, deepening our relationship with God as we become more attuned to His presence in every aspect of our lives. Like David, let us call upon our souls and all that is within us to bless His holy name and not forget all His benefits. James 2 verse 17 succinctly captures the dynamic nature of faith. It must be alive and active, manifesting itself through our deeds. Faith that is genuine is inherently practical, always driving us towards actions that reflect our beliefs. This truth underscores the necessity of not only believing in the goodness of God, but also embodying this goodness in our daily interactions and decisions.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.